The Jeep Grand Cherokee 4xe plug-in hybrid is built for the best of both worlds. For the city buzz, for the call of the wild, for finding solitude, for sharing memories, for day trips, and for far-roaming adventures. Because with gas and electric capability, the Jeep Grand Cherokee 4xe inspires you to explore more, to explore it all. Tap the banner to learn more. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, let's not beat around the bush.
Okay.
Oh, God.
No. I'm gonna be truthful here. Okay.
You look like you're about to. You look like you're about to cry.
It's not.
You're all glazed over.
I've had a really good amount of time to reflect on yesterday. And that's the first time that I've seen us play this season where I've gone, we're not good enough. We're not good enough. Well, we weren't good enough on the night. As in, we have a good enough team, but that was a performance that was nothing to be impressed about. Like, there was nothing. I watched the game and I thought, the team we're playing against here, Derby County, are low on confidence. They're on the manager's back. Nobody wants to play for them at the moment. Their players are arguing with fans. Whatever, and they just turned us over like it was. We didn't even get our second
okay,
year.
I'm going to come back with 4 weeks ago. Gary was manager of the month, and we were top of the league.
Yeah. I'm in no way. I spoke to Gary after the game, and
what?
I just said next one.
What?
Next one.
You said that 5 times.
It was no. I didn't say it 5 times. I was just reiterating what I said.
Hang on a minute. Let's calm.
It was only a brief conversation. I don't think he was very happy. No one was very happy. So we just spoke. We went our separate ways. I think his son was there watching. He didn't get on the team coach. He sort of went. I think he's staying up for a few days, going home. Whatever. Where the hell do we start? Because I have a lot to show you, okay? I've got pieces of paper. I've got menus, tickets. I've got videos. I've got everything.
Okay.
Because let's be real. Does anyone want to talk about the football? Does anyone want to talk about the football? No.
Well, I do.
Yeah. I don't really know where to start.
Well, you were there last night, but I really want to... Okay, you were there. What time did you get there?
6 o'clock.
In a suit?
Hour and 45. Yeah, suited and booted.
Yeah? Looking
this
the dog's
unbelievable...
balls?
Unbelievable. What's that, sorry?
Looking the dog's balls? Not licking,
yeah,
looking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, I heard that. I need a new suit. It's getting a bit tight.
Getting a bit tight?
Yeah, it's like, well, not like, as in, like, I'm growing, but I'm taller. So, like, my trousers, like, whenever I stand up, my trousers are, like, rolled up to, like, my thighs. My quads. Not my quads. My calves. What the bloody hell am I on about?
You
my
need
calves.
A new suit.
Yeah, I do need a new suit, but...
Oh, can I recommend
the
suit guy in Exeter?
Okay, go on.
Superb. That's where I got my suit for the...
Did you buy it or rent it? Because obviously yours was like a one-day thing.
Let me tell you this.
Okay. Got it, sir.
For the British Independent Film Awards, I bought a jacket. For the BAFTAs, I just had to wear one and have a photo done as I was an influencer.
So you hired the one for the BAFTAs and you
bought the one for the BAFTAs. No, I didn't hire it. They just gave it to me.
What?
If suit guy, if you're listening, I would love to wear your suit for free.
Yeah, well, what's he going to get? What are you going to do? Put it on bloody Instagram with all your mates?
I'm in some of the best boardrooms in the country, I'll have you know. You know what? I'm going to drop a name right now. The owner of Rolls-Royce was in the boardroom yesterday.
The owner of Rolls-Royce?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Sir. I don't know. Sir something.
Terry Rolls?
No. I don't know. Apparently he was the owner of Rolls-Royce. I didn't question him on it.
Oh, right.
Well, I don't know what his name was. I don't know. I don't even know what I'm waffling about anymore, but...
All we do know is that you need a new suit. Pronto, because the owner of the Rolls Royce was looking down at your bare thighs.
No, I just sort of, I looked at myself at one point, I went, oh, yeah, it's time for this one to go. It's time for this suit to go.
Has it got patterns?
Yeah, it's like a checkered.
Let's keep it simple. One colour.
Yeah.
Entirely up to you, if you want to go patterns.
I'd quite like to go for another pattern, but we can cross that bridge and we get to it. There's definitely not going to be buying a suit anytime soon. Anyway, so I arrived 6 o'clock, roughly.
On your own?
Yeah, so I drove on my own in. But I didn't have a parking spot at the ground, which was ridiculous because they had about 5,000 spare, but we couldn't sort it. So I parked at the Harvester, just as all the Exeter City away fans were arriving.
Oh,
so I had some brilliant conversations.
Oh, sorry, yeah,
it was lovely.
No, that's good.
No, sorry. It was great.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw Gary, tops off Gary. And
did he have his top on?
He had it on in the pub, yeah, he did.
Right.
He was driving, though, so he was being sensible, just the one pint. So shout out to Gary, safe drivers. Spoke to Gary, spoke to a couple other people that listened to the pod. Everyone was very friendly. Thank you to everyone who came and spoke to me. It was lovely.
That's nice. Did anyone hug you or want your...
Got a little high five from somebody as I left. Like, not high five, but like sort of dap me up. Like, oh, you're right, John. I love the podcast. I was like, yeah, no worries, mate. Thank you.
Playing it cool with your bare legs on show.
Oh, God. I dread to think what people are thinking of me.
Oh, no, really? Yeah, actually, get a new suit for the pod because that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
You're the face of the pod.
Yeah. And do you know what? I got introduced to everybody in the boardroom he's our resident podcaster. He does this podcast and everyone's like, oh, is it with David? Oh, the one from Afterlife.
I love him. Yeah, he's
fucking
brilliant.
So, it was great. The owner of Derby County was very intrigued by our podcast.
Yeah? What's his name? Skip me on the pod.
I don't know.
Why was he intrigued?
Off the top of my head. Well, we were talking about it briefly for 30 seconds.
So not intrigued
And
at
he
all.
Was like, oh, we've got one of our own.
Not as
good
as ours.
Nothing will ever top this. So I arrive, meet my brother outside the ground and my dad, give my dad a hug,
kiss.
Whatever.
Kiss or a hug? Little kiss on the under the ear.
He gave me a little kiss on the cheek. Because I haven't seen him in a long time, actually.
Oh,
now,
right.
So it was nice. Arrive at the front of the stadium. And I didn't get a picture of this because I was this blown away. It was massive. I've got a video
outside
of it. It's huge.
What's the capacity?
Like 30-odd thousand.
Fuck. Is it like Sheffield Wednesday?
No, it's a bowl. So this is what...
A bowl on this pod.
I mean...
Were you slagging off the bowl, or were you actually going, actually,
no,
bowls
I loved it.
Work.
So can you see how big the stadium is there in the background?
Wow. I did a gig in Derby once.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah. What, at the ground?
No, just as some shitty pub.
Oh, brilliant. Okay. So then we arrived in, and they were like, oh, what do you like to drink? And I was like, I'd love a Guinness Black, if that's all right. And they were like, oh, yeah, no worries. We're going to have to go down and get that. And I was like, oh, no worries. Yeah. No worries.
Did you not go, oh, I'll have something else so you don't have to walk? Or you made them walk down there?
She sort of convinced, I was like, oh, don't worry about it. I'll just have a bottle of water then. And she was like, oh, no, I insist. I'll go get one. I was like, okay, super. Spoke to a couple of the people as we arrived.
When you walk into these places, John, do you feel quite privileged? Do you feel quite nice?
Yeah, oh my God, it's an honour. Every single time.
It is, isn't it?
Every single time, it's an honour. I treat it with the utmost respect. Everybody with the utmost respect. But you have to have you have to conduct yourself in a certain way. Which can be quite draining at times. No one wants to be like... Sometimes you just want to be like, oh, whatever, say whatever you want. But you have to, around, you know, there's people there.
Exhausting.
Yeah, it can be. But yesterday was nice. We got these tickets, look. So they say corporate director's box on them.
Wow.
So they were nice. We had the seats were unbelievable. Like cinema seats. Like had a little dent for your bum. The lot. It was brilliant. padded armrests. Super duper cool stuff. So I went. So this was the view we had. I'll play you the view, and we'll put all this on Twitter. I'm going to compile it into a little video. Yeah. So everyone is that's listening.
And Insta, we're on Instagram. Don't worry about it.
Oh, we are. We are on everything. So this was the view. So we walk out of the boardroom, and this was the view we had of the ground.
That's your brother. Fucking hell! Look at that. See, that's what I'm talking about. A bowl, no gaps. It's cozy. A no-gap bowl.
So this was just as the teams were coming out.
Oh, that's lovely.
It's very nice. It was super duper.
Okay,
super
duper. I want to jump in here. How are you feeling about the team at this point? About the match ahead?
I was under no illusions it was going to be a tough game. I would have taken a point, really would have done before. We just needed something out of the game. And we were this close. So Wayne Carlisle, who was assistant under Matt Taylor, he was there yesterday. He's Rotherham's assistant coach, and I spoke to him at halftime.
What's he looking at? What's he there for? Who's he got his nose on?
Do you know, I was thinking the same thing. I was like, have they got Derby in the cup? We did a little bit of research. It doesn't look like they did. But we spoke to Wayne Carlisle at halftime, and he asked me, like, oh, what do you think? What do you think the problem is? And I was like, hold on a minute. I don't know anything about football. You're an assistant manager in the championship.
A lot of people listen to this and go, bloody hell, these guys know their stuff. Let's stick with him.
So I flipped it on him. I said, well, you're the expert. You tell me. And he said, if you'd held on for five more minutes in that first half without conceding, you'd have got something out of the game. Because the fans were turning and they were getting on their back. And we just needed... It was three silly mistakes that led to their goal again. Back-to-back-to-back errors that just... We have to cut out.
I watched it on iFollow.
Yeah, what did you think?
Well, firstly, I've said it before, I'll say it again, I bloody love a Tuesday night iFollow match on my sofa, under the rug. Got a little sort of rainbow-coloured rug, under the rug.
Glass of wine?
Do you know what? I did last night. I haven't had one for a couple of weeks. I had a glass of wine.
Lovely stuff. Red, rosé or wine?
Red.
You're like a waiter.
What would you recommend, sir?
I'll go for the red here. It's superb.
Well, I had a red. I love it. I must stop swearing. I really love the commentators. The commentary. Is it Tongo?
Yeah, Alan Tongo. He's electric at my uni. He's a great guy.
Is he? I love it. It's so...
I think he'd come on the pod, actually. It's great.
Bring him on.
We should get him on. Yeah, we should get him on.
I find it so... I love how it's a little bit noddy, all the camera work. It's just perfect. It's perfect.
He's had a pretty good career, Alan Tongo. He played for Man United.
What?
Yeah, he was like a youth. I think he was Alex Ferguson's first signing, like a youth player.
What the hell? Why is he not being on the ball?
I don't know. I think that's right. I might be wrong. He's one of them anyway.
I was so excited about last night.
Yeah. So you load up iFollow and you're sort of rubbing your hands, thinking, right, here we go. Well, I'd go as far as saying they've probably got the biggest or second biggest budget in the division by far.
Okay.
Country mile. They had their striker was. Martin Waghorn is probably one of the best strikers in the division. And then on the bench, they had Connor Washington, James Collins, who was top goal scorer in League One a few seasons ago. Those are off the bench.
Well, let me talk about Big Shoulders. Billy Big Shoulders. Yeah, Billy Big Shoulders. Who the hell
was
he?
Best player on the pitch.
Did he look good? Because he looked...
Yeah. Yeah, he's too good for League One. He's only playing in League One because he got in trouble at a previous club. No one would take him, I don't think.
What would he do?
I don't know.
No.
There's only rumours. We're not here to spread rumours. I think he got released by Cardiff or his contract wasn't renewed. Whatever. He's now at Derby. Way too good for League One. Way too good. Unbelievable. It was a difficult watch. So they were good. We were really bad. And that made them look better than... I mean, they were okay. They kept the ball well. But in terms of, like, clear-cut chances, they made one, two in the whole game. Like, they weren't... It was... They looked like a team out of confidence, and we looked like a team out of confidence and, you know, struggling, clearly, with confidence. It was a struggle.
It's baffling, isn't it? It's really baffling how it's...
It's crazy how, yeah, we've gone from being top to 5 points off the drop.
Top? Not only top, but just... Oh.
Well, but we need just one result to regain our confidence. If it's a draw or something scabby, just some points to get back to positive ways. I think we should edge on the... I don't think we should talk about the game that much because... Although that's what people want to hear, it was just a really crap game of football. Like, two really not... Like, Derby were okay, looked way better than us, but weren't anything special, which is replicated by their league position. They can't finish their chances. They're a bit wasteful. And had we been playing how we were at the start of the season, we would have probably beaten them pretty comfortably. However, we did arrive to the boardroom, and the selection of food was unbelievable. Let me tell you, I've never been anywhere where they've offered you a menu to pick from. Two.
Okay, let me have a little look.
Okay, so do you want me to read them out for you? So we're going to do, what would David pick at the Derby boardroom from the menu? So I'll be the waiter. Oh, you're right, sir?
Yeah. Can you just move away, please? Just step back a bit. Thank you.
Sorry, I didn't mean to reach over. I'm just going to take your order. We've got starter, main course, half-time dessert, and we've got a full-time, okay, but you can't choose your full-time.
Just give me the starter. Thank you.
Okay, starter. You can have a house spiced lentil and butternut soup.
No, thank you.
With some croutons.
No, thank you.
Or you can have sriracha king prawns with egg fried rice and prawn
crackers. I don't like either. So what else have you got?
Well, that's it for the starters, unfortunately.
Julian, that's it for the starters, apparently. Next, please.
Okay, so no starter for you, sir. Perfect. Makes my life easier. Main course.
Do you mind not making those little side comments? Otherwise, I'll report you to your manager.
No, sorry. Please don't. I was only trying to crack a joke. Sorry. Main course.
What's your name, Sonny?
Jamie.
Right. Sort your trousers out.
I can't help it. I can't afford new ones. Main course. Roast fillet of beef with chateau potatoes, sugar snap peas, carrots, parsnip shards, and panju.
Now you're talking my language.
You can either have that, pork wellington and café au lait jus, potato
What's
with
that?
Potato gratin,
that,
broccoli, carrot. To be perfectly honest with you, sir, I don't know. I didn't order it. Sorry, I mean, I've never had it. It's not going well. Most people just sort of looked at the menu and picked it. You could also have a grilled fillet of salmon and hollandaise sauce, crushed new potatoes, lemon roast broccoli with basil roast baby tomatoes.
I'll have the salmon, please. Thank you.
Okay, and there's still one option left.
I've just told you what I want.
You don't fancy the vegan bolognese?
No, thank you.
Okay, so you'll have the grilled fillet salmon and hollandaise sauce. Okay,
Julian, could you pass me the batter, please? Thank you. In this little scenario, me and Julian hang around with each other all the time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. So they're, you're like, familiar with each other.
People are like, bloody hell, they're always hanging around with one another now.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
So you and Mr. Tagger are awfully close.
Yeah.
So that's fine. That's your main course done. What would you like for your halftime dessert? We've got a lemon and poppy seed wave with limoncello sauce with mini meringues.
No, thank you.
Or... You could have an apple crumble tart with custard.
Oh, apple crumble all day long.
I feel like you broke character a little bit there. okay, I can sort the apple crumble for you, sir. And at full time, we've got a cheese board of English cheeses from around the country with crisp celery and seedless grapes.
Thank you very much.
With freshly brewed tea and fair trade coffee.
I get the message. Thank you.
Excellent. Okay, so I'll leave you now.
Thank you.
Sorry for bothering you.
So, Julian, about Alton Towers.
Alton Towers.
Yeah, we're going to Alton Towers for a little longer.
Oh, together. So for those on the pod that are interested, because the football, we don't want to talk about the football show. Right?
Well, I sort of do, John.
No.
But I'm just imagining What do you do? What the friggin' hell do you do?
You got to trust yourself, I think. If Gary is listening, he's definitely not, but if he is, just trust yourself.
It's the last thing you want to listen to.
Trust yourself.
Yeah, but what I mean is you must be going, hang on a minute. Bloody September, what the hell's going on?
I think it's part and parcel of the football, isn't it? Unfortunately.
I'm telling you now, I've said it before, I'll say it again, and I've said that before, and I'll say it again. We're going to be in the playoffs.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
13th, maximum.
No, we're not.
Yes.
No. Okay. Well, you heard it here first. But actually, second, because I said it on the last pod. October the 25th, we'll be in the playoffs. You heard it here second.
Okay.
Why won't we? You are falling for our performance at this current time.
I'm not falling for the performance.
Go back to September.
Okay.
And remember how we were playing. One goal, one scrappy goal, and then another victory, and we are flying.
We haven't scored in the last three games. And we haven't looked like scoring in any of those three.
Because our forward's been injured.
Well, actually, that's unfair. The Wigan game, we looked like scoring a couple of times.
Yeah. Big time. Barnsley, hit the post
twice.
The
thing is, the division is so open. Like, the division is actually crap this year.
It's crap.
It's terrible.
Rubbish.
Like, Burton were one of the worst sides I'd seen play. And they're like the ninth. Yeah. How are they above
They're
us?
They're going to win the league, the yellow team.
Yeah, we've cheated it.
How did you feel at the end?
I felt actually really, really okay. I'd come to terms with what was happening.
What is happening?
Just struggling, low on confidence, and do you know what? Nothing in the game said to me, we're going to come back from this. Nothing. There was nothing in the.
No, I didn't.
But
same here. I thought we could get.
Do you know what did make me think? Oh, we'll be all right. Do you know what made me think that? The fans at the end.
Lovely.
All the players went over, and you know, people of course have the right to be frustrated. The performance was nowhere near good enough. People are paying hard-earned money. They're entitled to their opinion. Completely fine. But the majority, from what I hear, was support and clapping them and people singing I'm City Till I Die, and that's what the team needs more than anything at this precise moment.
We don't need you then, we need you now. Moaners,
exactly,
we need the moaners now. It's easy when they're winning.
And I had a moment after the game where everyone went inside and I just thought, no, you know what, I'm gonna have 5 minutes out here to reflect. And do you know what inspired me to do that? You did.
Yeah.
You know, you spoke about the moment against Wigan where you said, I'm going to savour that feeling of, wow, that feels like shit. I don't want to feel like that, but let me grab it with both hands and go, hold on a minute. Live it.
Very
live this feeling.
Man. Very inspiring, man.
Yeah. Oh, terribly inspiring, man. And I thought, right, I'm going to soak this up for 5 minutes and then go back inside with a level head, be an adult about it and just believe in what people are doing.
You were there in the flesh. I watched on iFollow. I was watching it going, these boys are trying. Did it feel like that in the...
Yeah. Oh, there was almost certainly not a doubt in my mind that we weren't trying. It was just a case that nothing was working, and a couple poor performances, below standard, low on confidence, whatever. I think Alex really struggled, and bless him, he'll be the first to say it himself. I think Tom Carroll didn't get into the game. I think a few of our really influential players.
Ryan Trevitt did all right, I thought.
Yeah, Ryan Trevitt was... I mean, everybody did as best as they possibly could, given the circumstances that nothing was working. We looked a little bit... I don't know what the word is, because it wasn't...
They just felt bigger, quicker...
Yeah. Oh, and they will with the budget that they've got. They're always going to have players that are bigger, better, faster, stronger. But that's not an excuse. We're at this level because we've earned the right to be at this level.
Yeah,
we need to show
lovely.
Why. But I think the best mindset to be in right now It's so easy to just reflect on the last six games, the last six league games, and go, oh, flipping heck, we're crap, we're this, we're that. Cash your mind back to September, where the team was playing free-flowing football.
You don't need to tell me that.
No, I'm not, but I'm just saying for the listener.
Yeah.
And for anybody on certain websites that won't be named that are notoriously negative. You said it, not me. And people on Twitter. And to be fair, I thought Twitter was going to go into sort of a meltdown. But from what I've seen, people have been pretty good. So if we just need to keep the positivity, although it seems so hard right now to stay
positive. Because everyone likes Gary. Everyone trusts Gary.
I wouldn't. I would hope that if you are listening, or if someone is listening, that will ever tell you. Let us know that we're all behind you. We've all got your back.
I'm well enough now.
Until these results, and I know the results will turn around because it.
Do you know what?
I've seen
when we do get the win, I can just see it now. He won't look at the big bank. He'll turn to me and say thanks.
Yeah, he wouldn't have to turn. He's sort of looking at you.
Well, looking straight at me. He'll go, "Oi, you." Thank you.
Nah, but like, in all seriousness.
Well, I wasn't being serious.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I know. Sorry, I was referring to myself. Now I'm going to be deadly serious.
Right.
Everybody, keep the positivity. Pack the park on Saturday and let's try to get a positive result.
Listen, this league is so, like, as you said, anyone can beat anyone. It's ludicrous. We can easily just go in on another run again. I'm not...
I mean, Burton just went won the last five or six games. And they are... I'm telling you now, Burton are not a good football team.
The yellow team?
Yeah, I've seen them play enough times to go, okay, a couple of really good individual players, crap team.
So Saturday, so Pierce had his little interview. And it felt really genuine. And he's so good, isn't he? He's so good.
Pierce is great. Pierce is really good.
And so he said, they're going to throw everything at Saturday.
Yep.
And I really believed it. I just can't wait for Saturday and what that reaction will look like.
Yeah, so let's shift our focus. We've got the crap of last night out of the way. Crap. It was all crap. Terrible.
The food? Are you having a go at their food?
No, the food was unbelievable. It was honestly the best meal I've probably ever eaten. I'm not even exaggerating when I say it's probably the best meal I've ever eaten.
And you've had good meals. You've had some top-notch
nuggets. Yeah, over the years, I reckon I've had some pretty good meals, yeah. But, okay, it's obviously... you know what? I might not even be exaggerating when I say it's the best meal, but I don't want to talk about that because that's...
What is the best meal, then?
What is the best meal I've ever had?
Yeah.
That's a really good question.
Yeah.
God, I've had a lot of meals.
You've had a fair few.
I have had a fair few hot
dinners. Does it involve nuggets?
God, can you beat 20 nuggets from McDonald's? Probably not.
No. Difficult.
It is. It is really hard. Michelin star restaurants are scratching their heads at those McDonald's nuggets. But yeah, no. In all seriousness, I don't... I'm really struggling. I'm not one to be like bereft of ideas and things to say, but I need everybody. Listen, everybody listening, if it's players, manager, manager's wife, partner, whatever, whoever's listening, just put it past you. Next one. One game at a time. Steady.
Also,
steady,
it's
steady.
October the 25th. Grow up.
Yeah.
We're not in
I'm
May.
I'm 22.
We're not in
May.
In
2 days. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's my birthday. If at any time it's my birthday, the football season has only just begun.
Yeah, exactly. People saying, you're going to go down. I said, October the 25th, go and do one.
Plenty of football to be played. We've got a whole January transfer window to play with as well.
Yeah.
Let's not get rash, people.
A couple of wins. I'm going to have a look at the league again.
Oh, please don't.
No, I am.
Okay, go on then.
I am. League One table. Bang. Okay. Could look better, but I don't really care. Two wins, 19, 22. Suddenly we're on 22 points, which would make us about 10th. There you go. We're basically, in my mind, we're 10th.
Okay. So, Saturday. Predictions, David.
Who is it? Leighton Orient. They won last night.
Lincoln,
sorry. They won last night.
Yep.
Leighton Orient, Lincoln, same sort of side.
Well, we lost to Leighton Orient.
I interviewed Barry Hearn this week.
What?
Yeah.
For what, Chatterbix?
Yeah.
That's awesome. What's that got to do with...
Well, he was chairman of Leighton Orient.
Oh, what, Eddie Hearn's dad?
Yeah. That's what he said, I'm now known as Eddie Hearn's dad. No, he...
Well, yeah, to my generation, he's the original. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah. To my generation, it's Eddie Hearn.
You said
it?
Bruce Forsyth was that old geezer.
Yeah, kind of. That's actually a really insensitive comment, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it is. Right, who are we playing? Lincoln.
Yeah. You've got the table up there. Where are they in the table, just for those listening?
Lincoln are currently sitting in ninth, having won their last two games, but losing their previous two games. I cannot see a situation where we don't win. We're winning 2-0. We are going out all guns blazing, and it's going to be ferocious.
Yeah. Keep the faith. Keep the bloody faith. And I can't stress this enough. Just move on from the last set of games. The more you think about, oh,
well,
six
I had. You keep saying it.
You keep... No, I know. I'm not talking just to you, you know. We have we have an audience.
Okay. Just
six losses in a row. In
you
the
stop
league.
Saying that. You're the one who keeps bringing it up.
Yeah, it sounds like I'm bothered by it. Six losses in a row in the league. Just
do you know how I look at it?
Come on.
Oh, we've won four of the next five games. That's interesting.
Yeah, very. Oh, we're suddenly in the playoffs again.
Yeah, that's how I look at it. That's honestly, these players aren't crap overnight. They're missing a bit of confidence. That's all it is. Fucking hell. Get behind the team, hit that drum harder than you've ever hit that fucking drum before.
Sing as loud as you can on Saturday. Everybody is there. Sing as loud as possible now because you're boring old fart.
I'll watch as hard as I've ever watched.
Clap along, get involved. Let's keep it positive. No negativity.
Let's make that an absolute We're stronger together. Freaking cauldron on Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay.
So hot that the Lincoln players have to go
honestly,
home burnt.
Honestly, I'm now annoyed by my stand and the Selco stand. They're annoying me. Why don't you shout and make Lincoln feel like shite? Because it's down to, we're the 12th man. It's down to us to put them off to help our boys. You make a noise that you... help me, John.
Yeah. You make a noise that intimidates them.
Yeah.
Puts them on the back foot.
Yeah. Hit that. Get another bloody drum. Everyone bring a bloody drum.
Yeah. If you've got a drum.
Imagine that.
Boom, bring
boom, 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 boom. Fuck that. I wouldn't want to play in that ground.
Can hear themselves.
Can you imagine that? Oh my God. I don't want to go out there. Why? Bloody stands, Phil Stan. They're fucking nuts over there.
Positive, because although this podcast has been a little bit of a crappy boardroom talk and a little bit of crap football talk, and it's not been overly positive.
I'm not going to talk about badminton.
No, but I'm just saying, although it's been pretty like downbeat, don't mistake our disheartenedness.
I don't think it's downbeat.
Yeah, it feels like there's a bit of a damper on the
ball.
It feels like we're sort of like this raining.
I'm telling you, right, here's my prediction. Christmas. Okay, where are we now? We are...
We keep making predictions. It's not going well.
18th. It is bloody going well. 18th. I know what the team is now.
We're 18th?
Yeah, how many games until Christmas? Six games?
No, we've got all of November and all of this. Eight?
Eight games. Eight games. Eight times three. What's that? 16, 24. Okay, we're going to win five of those games. And the rest are draws. We're going unbeaten, actually. So that's 15, 18 points. We'll be on 32, 34 points, which will make us fifth. We will be fifth by Christmas Day. Thank you. I don't know.
You know, you've just gone off on a complete a tangent there for about 2 whole minutes. In fact, I pretty sure I know now. Yeah, I just heard you go 8 games, 25 points, 5th. I don't even know if the maths is right. I think everyone on planet Earth just zoned out for those 2 minutes.
No, so, I'll tell you what, Christmas Day will be 5th. And if we're 5th,
through all of that,
I want a little plaque on my seat.
I
if no one's willing to do that, I'll do it.
No, you can't DIY it. That's not against the terms. While you were spouting that, I was just picturing the goals that went in last night. I don't know why.
For fuck's sake. You're the worst.
Yeah. No, I need to get through today. It's one of my best mates, George's birthday today, 21st birthday. So shout out to George.
Big shout out to Georgie.
Big birthday surprise coming up later, which, ooh, I can't say because not hear me. But anyway,
stripper?
No, that's ridiculous.
Right.
We're going to a place. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Well, I didn't hear.
You
that.
Ever heard of that?
I didn't hear that.
Oh, Karen's Diner.
Karen's Diner.
Yeah. So it's this place where like the waiters treat you like shit, and like it's brilliant. It's so good. Like we're gonna blindfold him. He's not gonna know, and he's gonna get there, and the waiter's gonna be like, who the bloody hell are you? What are you doing here? Just make you feel really uncomfortable.
Karen's Diner?
Yeah, you would hate it.
Yeah, sounds like a performance.
Yeah.
Okay. Karen's Diner, Manchester. Wow.
So shout out to George Miller. Happy birthday to you. I need to get through today. Get through his birthday. Probably try not to think about the game that much.
Stop
Thursday,
bringing it
freshman.
Up.
Thursday, freshman. Friday, I'm 22. Saturday, bang. Lincoln.
Sunday, 2-0. Christmas Day, 5th.
Lincoln 1, Exeter City 3.
Wow, he's going for the 3.
Honestly,
we are absolutely going to damage their back doors.
And anybody who says we're not fine, we are fine. Little blip.
Yeah.
What? I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think. If you're always at the top of the mountain, you can't climb it. And what's the good part about... What do they say? Santas, they go, once you're at the top, it's crap. You've done it. But the best bit is the challenge of getting up there. And that's what we have now. A big old mountain to climb. A big old mountain to climb.
Go on, I'm hovering my cursor over the end of Zoom, so do your little speech.
We have a big old mountain to climb. But if you don't try, you'll never succeed. In the words of Master Yoda, do or do not, there is no try.